All right, Brad, back on the Molloy program, broadcasting live from Los Angeles for the next couple of several hours. Ernest Hancock coming up in the next hour, Desi Doyen with the Green News, and yes, Wake the Kids and the Neighbors, Sybelle Edmonds' unheard testimony. Unheard because no one else in the media has picked it up. We're going to play extended excerpts from her extraordinary deposition given a few weeks ago, the former FBI translator. We're speaking with Ray McGovern, 27-year CIA analyst, gave presidential briefs directly to folks like George Bush Sr. And, Ray, I'm going to push you to be quick with your answers here because we've got just a couple of minutes, and I want to see if I can get in a call here. But on the CIA, was it appropriate, in your opinion, for Panetta to try to block this lawful investigation into torture by Eric Holder's investigation? Is that the appropriate thing for a CIA director to do?
Well, you and I know that it's not appropriate if he's director, if he's the agency, if he sees his role as the agency's lawyer, which apparently he does, then there's nothing unlawful about him pleading their special causes. The stakes are very high here. His main advisors and his senior staff are liable for prosecution for war crimes. The war crimes statute includes very severe penalties, including capital punishment, for those if under their custody detainees die, and we know that at least 100 have. So this is big stakes here. And let me just leave you with this thought, and that is that I think that Panetta and, to a degree, President Obama are afraid. I never thought I'd hear myself saying this, but I think they're afraid of the CIA. And you look in history, you look to that incredible book written recently by Jim Douglas, JFK and the Unspeakable. He makes a very, very persuasive case that it was President Kennedy's the animosity that built up between him and the CIA after the Bay of Pigs and the Joint Chiefs of Staff because he was reaching out to the Russians and so forth and so on. It's a very well-researched book, and his conclusion is very alarming. And so if you're asking why Obama and Panetta are going very, very kid-glovish with the CIA, I think part of the reason, part of the explanation is they're afraid of these guys because these guys have a whole lot to lose if justice takes its course. And that's why I think Attorney General Holder is to be applauded. I'm really just delighted to have somebody from the Bronx, where I grew up, try to do something to wipe out the blot that Colin Powell has put on the Bronx.
Even though it's a narrow investigation, you still applaud it. But Ray McGovern, 27-year CIA analyst, you're saying that there is reason to be concerned about the CIA, that Barack Obama should be concerned. Having been there 27 years, I guess you know what you're talking about, but that's a chilling thought, I got to say, right?
Well, read the book, James Douglas, JFK and the Unspeakable. You know, Brad, as you probably know, there are two CIAs, okay? The one that was set up by Truman to give him the straight scoop without any fear or favor, and then this covert action arm, which really doesn't belong in this agency, but is the one that is entitled, so to speak, by one sentence in the National Security Act of 1947, which says the Director of Central Intelligence shall perform such other functions and duties as the President shall direct. That gives the President the ability to use the CIA as his own personal Gestapo, and I use the word advisedly. The only check on that are what used to be called the oversight committees of the Congress. Now they're called the overlook committees of the Congress.
Indeed.
So it's pretty scary. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and that's real scary. I want to recommend folks, Ernest Hancock wrote a 5-part series over at bradblog.com on the history of CIA torture, alleging that it goes back 50 years and has been used as a tool of American empire. I actually wanted to get your opinions on that, Ray. But we're out of time. We're going to have to do this at another time. I do want to thank you, though, Ray, for all of these years that you have spoken up without fear about the concerns you've had, because I think you have the creds to speak about it. So thanks, Ray. Keep speaking out. Ray McGovern, you can read his stuff at Consortium News, Op-Ed News. Google his name. A lot of stuff out there. Always great to talk to you, Ray.
You're most welcome, Brett.
All right. Whew, boy, that was kind of chilling. All right, we're coming back with Green News, Ernest Hancock, and Sibel Edmonds, Wake the Kids and the Neighbors. Much more straight ahead.